Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Hey, it's Money Pit time. Money Pit. There it is. I've done my singing for the morning. I sing for my breakfast, though, with Tommy the K. Tom Kreidler, who got rave reviews last week when I asked you about whether there should be a, we need to get a kitchen, what do we call it, the person that designs kitchens?
Oh, a kitchen and bath designer, yes.
Yeah,
oh,
right. Mm-hmm, yeah. So the immediate response on the email was, yay, Tommy the K.
Well, you know, it's like a lot of projects, Doug. I mean, they seem like they're pretty simple and straightforward, you know, from the get-go. But there's a lot to know. And sometimes it's a good idea to bring in an architect or a design specialist like that to help you avoid mistakes.
Well, one of the things that is being questioned or proposed at the moment is soapstone as a countertop. That's one of the things about the kitchen and the new house. Kind of ugly. And need something new. So I asked you about soapstone off of the air because one of my guys thought this would be a good, not crazy expensive way to have something reliable and something durable. Do you agree with that?
Well, I mean, it's just one of many countertop materials, and it's been around for a while. But I think the key really comes down to maintenance. Some of these higher-tech materials do need more maintenance. And even low-tech like granite, you know, that was popular for many, many years. But every 2, 3, 4 years, you know, you got to reseal that stuff. And when it gets porous, it becomes very, very easy to stain it. So I think it's smart to look at these things.
I think if it's porous, there'd be a lot of chances for bacteria and things to get.
Well, that's probably a good point, too,
in there as well.
Not as much as, say, something like a butcher block top. I mean, people love butcher block tops, but that is a biological sponge, right?
An invitation, right? All right. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program answers some of your questions in a moment here.
Today on App Check, HoloToy is an interactive hologram using Anamorphosis perspectives to emulate a constant viewing angle.
What?
And it's $2.
What?
Not including 3D glasses. HoloToy
struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you've mailed a letter you wish you hadn't. Maybe you've written someone a nasty letter, they've apologized, and you want it back before they've read it. Or maybe you just mailed a letter by mistake. Can you get it back? Easy. Just ask the post office. Here's the social science of it. It's very possible to retrieve a letter after you've already mailed it, but you must act fast. Once you realize your mistake, head to the local post office, ask them for form PS1509, sender's application for recall of mail. Fill it out, give it to the postal clerk, and you've got a shot of getting your mistake back. And get this, it's absolutely free. What's the cheap psychological trick? Act in haste, repent at leisure, because this time the post office to the rescue. Love to hear from you. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. A letter from Terry, who has a vented crawl space with ducts and water lines and a sump pump, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. What would be the best way to protect the water line in the wintertime?
You want to insulate those pipes. So there are types of insulation called pipe wrap insulation. There's the foam tubes. There's also fiberglass tubes, which are a little bit better. And the way they work is they're kind of slit on the side, Doug, and you slip them over the pipes. And then there's pieces that you use or you cut on a 45-degree angle as if you were cutting trim for the corners. And then you tape them on. And they're pretty effective at, you know, keeping those lines inside that, you know, sort of heated space, that warm area.
You must have just moved into this
insulation
house. And it didn't. This has got to be an older house, right?
Well, not necessarily. No, vented crawl spaces are not unusual. But the thing is, in the wintertime, that's the one time you should be closing those vents, by the way. Mm-hmm. Generally, you want to keep them closed from like December till February, March, you know, about a third of the year.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the year, you leave it open so you have good ventilation. You can keep it dry. But just insulate those lines, Terry, and then keep the vents closed in the winter. You should be good to go. And by the way, put also a vapor barrier across the crawl space floor to keep the humidity and moisture from coming up.
quick question from Dennis. Is there a way to remove tarnish from brass? Isn't there a brass cleaner? Don't you can't just use a brass cleaner?
Yeah, you certainly can use a brass cleaner, but if it's not too bad, I'll give you a trick of the trade. Fresh lemon and salt works really well. You can put lemon juice on it and then sort of sprinkle some salt over it, rub it in, and it's amazing. It melts it right away.
Right. That's incredible because I grew up at the beach and anything brass in our house was constantly tarnished from the salt air.
Yeah, you don't want to keep rubbing the polish on it if you have another option. So try it. You'd be very pleasantly surprised.
Tom Kreidler, host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard on hundreds of stations around the country every weekend. Always good to have him here with his advice. 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.